Welcome back to the new Weekly Freak. It's a podcast about happiness, about hope, about love, about light, about positivity, about living a better life. I'm your host, Jacqueline Pertl. You can find me at freakyhealer.com. So I want to highlight something this week and you can focus on it. You know, every week I come up with a new episode and you can focus all week on it. And I promise you, it will shift and change your life because these are all possible, very, very possible shifts that you can accomplish. All you got to do is listen to my podcast and really take it to heart and then go out there and focus on it, you know. So what I want to highlight today is how hard are you really making it for yourself? You know, your life, how hard are you really making it for yourself to live a good life? How hard are you really making it for yourself to be healthy? How hard are you really making it for yourself to, you know, work with joy, to be in a job that you really like or be in a relationship that you really like? How hard are you making it for yourself to have peace in a family? How hard are you making it for yourself to actually really live a high for life experience while you're alive? You know, how hard are you making it for yourself? Because a lot of times, and most of the times, we look outside, right? Well, they said this and they made me feel that and they did that. And so not only are you giving your power away because you're putting it towards the outside of you, but you're also going away from the truth, from your alignment. And the truth in your alignment is that you're in charge. You are in charge. So I invite you to look where in your life it's hard. Pick one subject, you know, it's fine. Sometimes we have a million subjects, but just pick one that comes right to your mind. And then look at that subject and look at the trouble. Look at how hard this is for you. And then instead of looking at the outer world and what they're doing and the situation and everything, just say to yourself, how hard am I really making it for myself? So how hard am I making it for myself? You know, how hard are my beliefs, right? Am I believing that it's hard? So let's say you're unhealthy or you don't feel good or you don't have enough money or you don't have the lover or the job that you want. Well, how much do I actually believe it's hard to get healthy, to find the person that I really want to, you know, be in love with, or to find that perfect job, or to make money? You know, what is my belief there? Do I believe it's hard to get there? Yes, usually you do. Usually you're so far off of your alignment and you're so engulfed in the issue, in the trouble, or in what you don't want, that it's hard for you to even just think about getting to the other side, you know, becoming healthy, for instance. So when you are unhealthy and you think it's hard to shift to healthiness, to be healthy, well, that right there keeps you from being healthy. That thought of it's hard. If you are having a job that you don't like, you want another job, for instance, and you think it's hard to find another job, well, that's right there is what's keeping you in that job while nothing is moving, right? And that's with money or anything you want, anything you have, you don't like, you want change. And if you think it's hard to make that change happen or get to that change, that right there keeps you from change. It really keeps you away. And why is that so? Well, everything is energy and your thoughts are energy too, right? So when you are thinking it's hard to get to what you want, well, that is an energy, and that energy is a frequency, vibrates in a frequency of it's not even possible. It's too hard to do. It's never going to happen, you know? And when you're in that energy, well, guess what? You're not open for change. Nothing can come. It's like putting the brakes, you know? You want to get there, but you're putting the brakes on your speed or tempo or the possibility of it even happening. So then what do we do? Well, we go out in the outer world and try to make it happen, right? And then we just get more frustrated and see, it's hard. I told you so, or I knew it already. Well, and that creates even more breaks, right? So what is actually a better shift is to shift your thoughts. Because your thoughts are energy and your thoughts create how you feel. So you're thinking, oh, it's hard to become healthy or to be healthy. You know, so then you feel down and you feel like it's never gonna happen. And your feelings are energy too, so double down, right? So you're even more in that frequency of it's never gonna happen, it's not possible. So you see that I'm highlighting something here that's really potent. It's really, really potent. The focus needs to be on shifting, to become aware of, like, okay, this is the way it is, but I don't want it that way. I want it the other way, right? However, I'm keeping myself back from how I want it by simply thinking it's hard. And to shift that thought process, would that shift your feelings? Would that shift your energy? And suddenly you're in actually in a frequency energetically where things are possible. Change is possible, right? And you get excited about it too. It's a much more uplifting, you know, frequency and feeling and thought process when you think, oh, it's possible. It's just easy. And that's where we're coming into the steps and how to change this. You have to notice where you think it's hard and shift these thoughts to it's easy. Now, if you're very unhealthy, for instance, and you want to be healthy, but you think it's really hard to become healthy, then suddenly saying, well, it's easy to be healthy, that may not be believable for you, and that creates resistance. So I invite you to go, you know, with short steps, little easy things. So to start saying, it's easy. It's easy for me to breathe in and out. It's easy. It's easy for me to smile. It's easy for me to listen to the Weekly Freak, to Jacqueline's words. It's so easy. It's easy for me to pick up a book and read. It's easy for me to listen to music. It's easy for me to look up in the sky. Just pick things that you believe are easy and put the focus on that. It's easy. Walk around all ding dong day long and say, it's easy. It's so easy for me to, you know, make my lunch. It's so easy for me to open the fridge and look what I want to eat. It's so easy for me to go on a walk. It's so easy for me to sit down. It's so easy for me to lay down. It's so easy for me to stand up. Pick whatever is easy already for you. And what happens is you actually shift into the frequency of easy. It's easy. It's believable. And then suddenly you feel lighter. You feel playful. You feel so possible, right? And you're like, oh, it's easy. I believe that, right? And then go a little further. It's easy for me to see all the health out there. It's easy for me to see healthy people. It's easy for me to look up in the sky and see all the health up there. It's easy for me to see health in nature. So pick, go a little further and pick a little bit more about what's easy. It's easy for me to see health in my hair, for instance, or I have healthy hair, so it's easy for me to know that my hair is healthy. It's easy for me to know my teeth are healthy. Pick whatever is already healthy inside of you and on you in physical life level, and then say it's easy and work yourself up to that easiness. You know, same with money. You know, it's easy to see people having money out there. It's easy to go into a store where it's luxurious stuff and just look at it, and it's easy to see the wealth in there, right? So pick things that are easy. It's easy to see people that are in love. It's easy to watch children play. You want to be more happy, you know? If you're unhappy, you want to be more happy. It's easy to see children being happy, for instance. And then go on to what is already happy in you, you know? If I smile, it's easy to feel happy. It's easy to see the happiness in my smile. So work yourself up to, and every day, you know, that's all you say, you know, all ding dong day. It's easy. It's easy. It's so easy to be alive. It's easy to be me. It's easy to be healthy. It's easy to have money. It's easy to work a fantastic job. It's easy to be happy. And just work yourself up to that. And then you will shift more and more, you believe more and more. It's going to be a habit that you're getting up in the morning and you're living in a space, in a life, in an experience of it's easy. And what happens then when you're in that easy frequency is things can actually happen for you because you will be matching up, right? It's like a radio station, you know, you listen to rock and then you want jazz, you have to change the station. You know, on the rock station, there will not be any jazz. You have to really change the station. And with your frequency, it's the same. You know, if you think it's hard, you have to change the frequency. And you gotta get to a frequency where it's easy. And how do you do that? With little things, you work yourself up from things that you believe that are easy and a little more and a little more and a little more. And suddenly you're in the frequency of easiness. And there, I tell you, everything is possible, everything. And you will see that your life actually changes and you will literally see the manifestations change. You literally see that actually what you want is not even that far away. It's just you inside shifting. So tell you what, I'm wishing you an easy week. And if you need more information, you can always reach out to me at info@freakyhealer.com. My website is freakyhealer.com. And check out my books too, because my books help you to be easier about things. All of my books. I have like 16 books by now. My newest is the children's book, Alice in a Genie, that just came out. Check that book out for your children. And it will help your children, your whole family, to be easier about things. And also, I have another podcast. It's called The Corporate Happiness Show. Check it out. It's everywhere. And that helps you to be easier at work, for instance, too. So you see, it's absolutely possible. And I'm giving you all the tools. I also have a membership site. It's called the High for Life membership. And it's $11.11 a month. Think about it. And you get weekly coaching. You get daily transformational information from me. You get meditations. You get videos and all kinds of stuff. So I tell you what, I'm giving you all I got so you can actually shift into your easiness. Because there, oh, life is so delicious, I tell you. So come join me with my work. Share my work, because everyone should be able to live easier and shift to that. And I can't wait for next week. Thank you for spending your time with me. This is Jacqueline, and this is The Weekly Freak.